Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Miriam, I'm 26, and I'm from Los Angeles. You might not know this, but I once got fired by a celebrity. Anyway, now it's time for my favorite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
BBC.
Radio 1!
Today's show was introduced by somebody that's been fired by an actual celebrity, Miriam, from Los Angeles. When do you listen to us, Miriam?
I usually listen live.
So, it's quite early morning there, isn't it?
Yeah, normally, I remember there used to be, like, a saying that was, like, wake up with Moyle, get home with Mills. It was the total opposite for me. I would fall asleep and I would listen to Chris, and then I would wake up and I would listen to you.
Got it the other way around there.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Which celebrity fired you and why?
John Mayer. I don't know if he's famous there. Is he famous there? He's a guitarist here.
He's kind of... People know him. Did he boff Jennifer Aniston once?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I know him, really. But I know that he's big news in America.
Yeah.
In fact, he's boffed quite a few people, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And why did John Mayer fire you?
Well, I was a page at NBC. Like, Kenneth, I don't know if you guys get 30 Rock over there.
Yes, 30 Rock.
We dressed just like Kenneth, actually, for a little bit when I was there. And you have to do things like give tours or work for The Tonight Show. And
with Jay Leno.
And with Jay Leno. And they know that you're not allowed to talk to the talent unless you're spoken to.
Really? Is that the rules?
Yeah, it's enforced. And so it was after a show, and I saw him, and I thought, you know what, I'm a big fan, so, you know, I'm going to say something. So I said, hey, John Mayer, you know, I really like your music. And he turned around. He was maybe, like, from across the room. And he came over, and he introduced himself. He said, oh, hi, you know, thank you very much. What's your name? And I said, Miriam. And he said, and you're fired. Because he knew that we weren't allowed to talk to the talent.
Oh, my God.
He was totally joking, though. But
right.
But if he had been serious, I could have, like, gotten reprimanded. I was putting my job on the line just to say hi to John Mayer.
So you didn't really get fired. You kind of got joke fired.
I got joke fired, but...
Right. All right, well, listen, thank you for listening to our show every day from Los Angeles.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Bye, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
International. That story in headline form was actually a lot better than the actual story and how it worked out, wasn't it? I thought she said that she was fired by former Prime Minister John Major for a minute, but it was John Mayer. Who's, like, the UK equivalent of John Mayer? Someone that's boffed a lot of people. Just trying to think. Anyway, it's Wednesday, it's nearly home time, and this is Scott Mills playing Kasabian.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
I was on Twitter earlier, and I've recently started following Wagner.
Mm.
Remember him? Off of X Factor.
Mm.
And I was just going through his tweets and his replies. He sends quite deep, kind of thoughtful tweets a lot about the world and the universe and all that. So I have decided to follow him. Do you follow him?
No.
You should?
No.
No?
No, thanks.
Looking through his tweets, and a lot of people were calling Wagner, whatever his name is, a legend. I think that the word legend is overused and handed out too easily these days. I'll tell you, Chris, who is on the show, is a culprit of that. Because he does call everybody a legend. If you cast your mind back to 24 years at the Tap End yesterday, he even called the bloke who was his tour guide on his Prague trip, Mike, a legend.
Because he sounded good, though, Mike.
Yeah, but he's not a legend. And then I looked up the word legend, and people, like, were just handing it out all over the place. Frankie Kokoza is not a legend, is he?
Well,
no, he isn't. People are calling him a legend as well.
You're quite happy to retweet people that call you a legend.
I don't retweet compliments. I don't. I can't stand people that do
so
that.
So you're saying...
I think you're the best.
The
retweet.
Word legend is totally overused unless the people are talking about yourself.
No, I don't want to be called a legend.
What would you prefer to be called?
Just me. Like, legend should be saved for people like... Alan Titchmarsh. Legend. Bruce Forsyth. Legend. Who else? Think of some.
I'm trying to work out the criteria that you're judging these people on.
David Dickinson, legend.
So anyone with a long TV career?
Yeah. I'm just, it's just handed out too much.
Hugh Edwards.
Legend, absolutely, 100%. Fiona Bruce, same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bryony's been on. She overuses the word legend all the time. Her maths teacher let her off her maths homework for one day last week. She was like, sir, you're a legend. Not really. And maybe at the time. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Mark from Aylesbury.
Mark, what are you saying?
I agree that legend is massively overused. I got called a legend today for something very minor.
Go on.
Well, a guy was going out for a run at lunch, and I'm a regular runner as well, but I forgot my... hoodie, if you like, so I thought it was a bit cold, and I lent him my gloves because it was cold, so he went out on his run, and when he handed me the gloves back, he called me a legend.
And you actually just kind of gave him the gloves.
Yeah. Lent him the gloves.
Do you feel like you're a legend?
Not really, if I'm honest.
No.
You know, I'd like to think that I've done other stuff that would make me more of a legend than that, but
alright, thanks Mark.
Yeah, no worries.
Love you, bye.
Yeah, love you too, bye.
Have you got the definition of legend there?
Well, yeah, it says it's a non-historical or unverifiable story handed down by tradition from earlier times.
Right.
Or when these stories relate to a particular people, group or clan.
Okay. Does it mention Frankie Kokoza at all? Being a legend?
No.
Does it say, see Frankie Kokoza?
No.
The Hoff, right? Legend. Agreed?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loose Lips is coming up. We test out one of my best friends to see if they can keep their mouth shut. Lucy in Bristol's been on. We played Snow Patrol recently. She saw them, Snow Patrol, on Saturday in Birmingham and says they were literally incredible. And now she says she has major post-gig depression. Do you get that? I get that sometimes. She went to another gig yesterday, which I thought would help, she says, but now I have it double. I get like that after Radio 1's big weekend when it's all over. I get, as when they're taking the tents down and everyone's kind of left, and normally I'm on air doing the kind of, wasn't it incredible, show afterwards. There's no one there, and I'm like, oh, got to wait till next year. So I know what you mean. I'm going to go and see Ollie Murs on Saturday night. Do you think I'll have post-gig depression after that?
No, because you'll see him again on Monday at the rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Laura off of London's been on, saying you will totally get PGD. Post-gig depression after Ollie Murs. I saw him last Sunday. He was absolutely incredible. And he's really got the moves. Oh, yeah, make me feel better, why don't you? I've got a dance with him soon on telly. God. Apparently buying a T-shirt really helps. So that if I buy an Ollie Murs T-shirt, that'll kind of ease it on Monday morning, right?
Might freak him out a bit, but it'll help you.
Yeah, especially when I see him on Monday. Hiya! Big T-shirt with his face on. I'm here for the rehearsal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, already, is the day when the posh Radio 4 lady appears on Radio 1, reading out the Dear Scots. So, maybe you've got something you really want to share with us. Maybe it's a story, or something that has happened to you that's a bit strange, or a bit weird, or amusing. Or maybe something you've seen online that you want to tell us about. Maybe you want to ask us a question. Anything. This is your forum to do with what you want. So send me an email. Do it sharpish, though. And the P4L might read it out tomorrow on this show, because Thursday is Dear Scott. So get in touch. Send me an email, put subject, Dear Scott, and send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything at all, whatever you want, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. My friends are generally trustworthy. We're about to find out after 5 o'clock when we play Scott's Loose Lips. Now, we haven't done this for a while. We used to do it with some listeners. Today, we have turned it around to us. So I tell one of my bestest friends in the whole wide world a secret. But can they keep the secret, or will they just blar it to someone else?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier on, we were talking about overuse of the word legend. Everyone's a legend now. People are calling Wagner and Frankie Kokoza legends on Twitter earlier, and I just thought, that's not right. Just not. You just got called a legend, Becky. But now it's been stripped from you because you lied about Go On Pigs at Alan Titchmarsh. So now you're not one anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you like my organ? And now it's time for Scott's Loose Lips. Haven't done this for a while, so this is how it works. Basically, it's finding out if your mate is trustworthy or just a big fat gossip. And today, we're testing one of my friends. You might know him. His name is Chris. He's on this show. Now, earlier, I called up Chris with a secret. A big, big secret that I didn't want him to tell anybody else. Have a listen to this. This is the phone call I made to Chris earlier today.
Hello.
Hello, it's me at work.
All right.
How are you?
Yeah, good. What's up?
Are you still coming tonight?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm a bit unsure about it, though. I've just watched the video.
It's all absolutely fine.
It's just a massive hen do.
It would be quite good if you could come tonight, because there's something awful's happened.
What's happened?
Ugh. You know when Becky said she had to go last night?
Yeah.
Well, she missed the train. So
right.
I met up with her, and she couldn't get back, so she stayed at mine.
Okay.
And
she doesn't do that very often, does she?
No.
Hang on a minute.
Are you somewhere quiet?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, so she stayed at my house.
Right.
Right, this morning I we woke up in the spare room together.
The small spare room or the big spare room?
The big one.
Right.
And, I don't know what happened, and she's acting really weird at work today.
Oh, right. Well, what do you remember?
I don't remember anything, because we'd had a couple of drinks. She saw everything, definitely.
Well, what when you woke up, what was she wearing?
Just pants.
And on top?
Nothing.
So you saw a fair bit as well, right?
Yeah. But
it's not going to be awkward, is it?
Well, she's not really speaking today at work, and she's acting really weird.
Okay, so what are you,
I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Well, just put her to one side and just say, look, I don't know, what did she do this morning?
Well, she just went. Anyway,
It's fine, mate, I'm sure it's fine. What, do you want me to speak to her, or what?
Well, has she been in touch with you today?
No, not at all.
She hasn't texted you or anything?
No.
Right, okay.
I'm sure it's fine. Are you sure you didn't dream it?
No.
It doesn't sound like you, do you know what I mean?
I know, but it's just, awkward. Anyway.
I'm sure it's all fine with Becky Scott, don't worry about it.
Okay, don't say anything to anyone, all right? Don't say anything, no.
All right, cool.
All right, okay, well, I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right,
bye. Can I just point out that this didn't actually happen? We didn't spend the night together.
Do you know what, though? Of all the things you could have thought to tell him,
yeah,
that was the first thing that came into your head?
Yeah.
Should I be slightly worried?
Maybe I'm harbouring some kind of interest. Or not. I did enjoy his first question a lot during that call. We woke up in the spare room together.
The small spare room or the big spare room?
I'm not being funny, Chris. Why does that make any difference? So, was it the one as you go into the house, or was it the one, when you got them stairs, and you got the bathroom on the left? Why does it matter? Where exactly was this? I just need to picture it in my head, Millsy. This was also a good bit.
So you saw a fair bit as well, right?
Yeah.
It was just the casual way you went, and on top.
And on top.
So you saw a fair bit as well, right?
Yeah. Also, what kind of dreams does he think I have?
You sure you didn't dream it?
I didn't dream it. But, listen, what did I say at the end of the call? I said this.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything, no. Told him not to say a word. So, he's promised now not to say anything to anyone. So here's the big question. Would Chris, if, let's say, I got another friend to call him up, blab about this amazing piece of gossip? Should we find out? So this is what happened when my friend Robbie called up Chris. Is Chris gonna tell my other mate that I, Scott Mills, spent the night with Becky? There it is.
Hello. Hey, mate, it's Robbie.
Robbie.
How are you?
Yeah, you're right, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad, not bad, man. I was just checking in with you to see if you're going to this event thing tonight.
I'm going. I'm not sure about it, to be honest. It just looks like a giant hen do. But,
sounds a bit weird, but I just wanted to kind of check, because I don't want to be kind of on my lonesome, but no, mate, it's good that you're going along, so I'll probably catch up with you a little later. Mate, yeah. It's a bit weird. Have you heard from Scott today at all?
Yeah, I got a call from him a bit earlier.
Okay. So really, I got a voicemail from him earlier. I just wondered if everything's all right with him.
Uh-oh. Right, here's the bit. What's going to happen now? This is the part in the call where Chris could really spill the beans. But does he have loose lips? Let's find out.
I just wonder if everything's all right with him.
I think so, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. He's all right.
Okay.
I haven't seen him today. I just had a call from him earlier.
Yeah. Right. I've tried to call back because I want to try and sort that later on, but I guess he's probably sort of on his way to the studio or whatever. But, I mean, do you know what might be wrong with him?
I'm sure he's fine. It's probably just a long day or something. It's all good.
Yeah. No worries. Sure, listen, I'll see you over there, man.
All right, mate. Catch you later.
All right, bye.
See you then. Bye.
Oh, what? I was going to call him a legend. That's not right, is it? But what a top bloke. Didn't say it to my mate Robbie, because I asked him not to say anything. Would you blab this gossip?
What, about me and you? Or about if you told me about someone else?
I'm saying about someone else. Obviously, you wouldn't say if it was the gossip about me and you, because you'd be way embarrassed.
Do you know what? I'd like to say no, but it probably would have depended who you'd got to ring me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think if it had been Chris ringing me to find out, I'd have...
Yes.
I'd love to say no, but probably yeah.
What a gent, though. Despite that brilliant gossip,
I know,
he didn't say a word. But here's a twist. What will happen when you call him up, Becky? Very much involved in this whole piece of gossip. But remember, he has promised me he will not say a word to anyone. But you're involved.
He can say to me, because I'm part of it.
Well, let's find out. He promised.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, Becky. How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Yep, good. Yep.
Have you spoken to Scott today?
I spoke to him briefly earlier.
Did he say anything to you?
About what?
About stuff.
No, not really. Hang on, let me just go somewhere a bit quieter. No, it was only a quick call. It's all good. How are you? All right?
It's just a quick call. Okay. It's still on, let's find out.
He didn't say anything about me then?
No, why? What have you done?
He didn't say anything at all?
No, not really. He's, no, not really, no. He just sort of, no, he didn't, no. I don't think he mentioned you at all, actually. It's all good.
He's doing well.
I think you can tell he's lying.
Yeah.
But he hasn't said anything yet,
no,
which is
I know.
Good.
And you can tell that he can't say he knows, but he definitely wants to find out more.
How's things with you?
How's things with you?
How's things with you?
Well, something weird happened last night.
You left well early last night.
Yeah, I was running to catch my train and then I missed it.
All right. So what did you do?
So you are offering all the information up ready for him to just let rip.
So what did you do?
Continue.
So what did you do?
Well, I met up with Scott.
Oh.
Oh, really? You did?
I thought he might have mentioned something.
No, he hasn't said anything to me. It's all good. Why, what did you do?
What didn't we do?
What do you mean by that?
It was brilliant. I had an amazing time with him.
So, yeah, she had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And then you went home or something, right?
Oh, no, what are you going to say at this point? What are you going to say? Thanks for saying that it was a good night, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing led to another, and yeah. Just got a massive smile on my face today.
Oh, so what are you saying? So you did, if you know what I mean.
He was amazing.
Really? I did.
Right, now, I object to that.
I object to that. What I love about him is that reaction there, and also when you first rang him to tell him, he wasn't in the least bit surprised.
I know.
It was like, oh yeah.
Like, this is quite out of character for me. It has to be said. It's just this bit I don't like.
He was amazing.
Really? I didn't...
Now, why is someone questioning me that much? Really? He was amazing? Really?
I don't understand, because I wouldn't have thought he was your type.
Well, I didn't think so until last night either.
So, I'm a bit confused, to be honest. So, what happens now? What do you mean? Have you spoken to him, or...?
Well, no, he's being really weird with me. That's why I was ringing you, to find out if he'd actually said anything to you, to see what he thought about it all.
No, he hasn't said anything to me about you. Or last night.
He's treading, you can... He's treading so carefully, you can hear his brain, like, working really slow. Am I saying the right thing?
No, he hasn't said anything to me about you or last night.
All the texts are coming in saying they want a friend like Chris.
Because he was just incredible, so...
What do you mean by that? I don't know if we're meaning two different things here. When you say he was incredible, do you mean a gentleman or... like a... I don't know.
Like a what?
Like a G6.
What?
I had no idea at this point.
Like a G6. Is that me? Was I a G6? Don't answer that. By the way, listeners, if you've just switched on, this didn't actually happen. Me and Becky
didn't. You keep saying that. Why are you so keen to deny it?
Did not spend the night together.
What are we talking about here? Did he sort of help you get home? Is that what you mean by amazing, or the opposite?
He certainly would help me get home.
No, you see, that doesn't help.
He certainly helped me get home.
I love this.
I think I love him.
Oh, no.
I don't think you do. I think this has all got very confused.
But I really love him. He was incredible.
Why are you telling me?
Well, I just wondered if you'd spoken to him, but if you haven't, then that's...
No.
That's okay. All right.
No, definitely haven't spoken to him. Should I?
No, it's probably best you don't.
So I don't mention that I've spoken to
him? No,
you?
Don't say anything, and I'll try and speak to him before the show.
Right, okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, hooray for Chris. What a gent. Didn't say a word, even though you were pushing him quite a lot. So, didn't say anything. As I asked him to.
Mm.
Kept his word. He is a true friend. Just a really confused one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few people on the text are saying Chris is jealous of our special night. I don't think so.
What, jealous of me or jealous of which one of us does he fancy?
You, clearly.
What are we talking about here? Did he sort of help you get home? Is that what you mean by amazing, or the opposite?
He certainly helped me get home.
No, you see, that doesn't help.
Oh, I love him.
I know. Comments include, everyone like needs a friend like Chris. I want a friend like Chris. Chris is the best. Bless him, etc. He's such a good mate. Good on him for not telling you, even though you were heavily involved. One final test, though. at the end of the call, Becky does say this to Chris.
Definitely haven't spoken to him. Should I?
No, it's probably best you don't.
So I don't mention that I've spoken to
no,
you?
No, don't say anything, and I'll try and speak to him before the show.
Right, okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh,
God, bye.
Aww.
I know. What a mess. I'm surprised he answers the phone to any of us anymore. So, you asked him not to say anything.
Yes.
So, obviously, I gave him a call just to see if he did.
Hello.
Hello, it's me.
Alright.
Right, I can't be long because I'm on air.
Alright.
Has Becky said anything to you about what's happened?
No, nothing. Don't worry about it, honestly. Mate, it's all good, don't worry about it. It's, no, she hasn't said anything to me, it's all fine.
She hasn't said what she thinks about it at all?
Yeah, well, mate, I'm confused about the whole thing, to be perfectly honest, but...
But she hasn't spoken to you, no?
Nah, she hasn't.
All right, okay, I better go, I'm on air, so I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right, mate.
Right, let's all give Chris a big clap there. That is incredible. What a brilliant, brilliant friend. Just, he's so confused.
Have you rung him to tell him that it was a big wind-up?
I've sent a text. He's a good mate. That's
he's
right.
Probably sitting at home going, oh my God, oh my God.
I know. I've sent him a text. It's all absolutely fine. BBC Radio 1. Mark's been on, making a good point. So according to Becky, the imaginary night together was fantastic, but how was the imaginary evening for Scott? It was all right.
Cheers, then.
Thanks for saying I was a mezzan. Are we bad friends to Chris, do you think? Mm. It's all for the show, isn't it? A lot of people asking about this on the text as well. Are you still coming tonight?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm a bit unsure about it, though. I've just watched the video.
It's all absolutely fine.
It's just a massive hen do.
Hmm.
Yeah, what is this? I'm not invited to this, am I?
You can come if you want.
Well, I don't know. What is it?
Big hen do. Kind of.
He's watched a video. What's the video of?
A big, massive hen do.
Right.
I can't say what it is.
I'm going. I'm not sure about it, to be honest. It just looks like a giant hen do.
Sounds a bit weird.
Yeah.
Whose hen do is it?
I can't say. Bring your L plates if you want. Little horns on your head.
No? I think after last night, I'm all right.
All right,
thank
cool.
you.
Right. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Eleanor,
where are you tonight?
I'm in Oxford.
What are you doing?
Just chilling.
How can I help?
Well, I was doing a maths test today.
Right.
And there was a question about Prague.
Yeah.
And the money conversions. And
yes.
I couldn't concentrate because I got that Bish Bash Bosh song stuck in my head.
Oh no, you didn't write down Bish Bash Bosh, did you?
I don't think so, but I think I was kind of humming it when everyone else was silent.
Yeah, that's the problem, because having a laugh in Prague gets stuck in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's about to be again.
I'm not
sorry. Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Washing some banter with your beer, not banter. Still his best work. Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Eleanor, you haven't got another test tomorrow, have you?
I think I might, actually.
Oh, I'm really hoping that Prague doesn't come up again.
So do I.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's fine.
Love you, bye.
Bye. The
Scott Mills Daily. Bish Bash Bosh is in a lot of people's heads again, and I'm really sorry about that, but it's got to be done, isn't it?
Every time I'm not thinking about something else, it's just there.
Bish Bash. Bosh, is it that bit or is it the...
Well, it's all of it. It's boshing some banter. We drink beer, not Fanta.
Now, boop, 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 boop. Sedosa's newest track...
Not as good.
That's a tear-up, which we played yesterday. That's not doing it for you as much, is it?
No.
Sedosa sent a text to Chris last night saying, I understand what Mills is saying, actually. I should have kept more to the tune. So maybe he's going to remake it. With a little bit more of the original of that, some more. I'd like to hear that. Because I think it strayed too far. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Breaking news. On this show, on Friday afternoon, at 4:30, will be Daniel Radcliffe. How cool is that?
Amazing.
It is amazing. But I feel bad in situations like this, because think about how many thousands and thousands of people would like to meet actual Harry Potter, being a huge fan of the films, like super fans, camping out all night to see them when they come out, getting dressed up and having Harry Potter parties.
My sister, my cousin.
Yeah, there's so many people.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of them.
Have you not?
No.
That's bad.
I know it's bad. So that's going to be awkward, isn't it?
Mm.
Will you help me?
Well, two things there is that, one, I haven't seen any of them either.
Oh, hang on a second. You were like, oh, have you not?
Well, no, I'm not doing the interview, am I? And I need to watch them. I've got the first one on DVD, so I need to watch that. But I'm not actually here on Friday, so soz.
All right, so it's just me then.
Mm.
I am going to see his new film tomorrow, so I'm thinking that I will mostly talk about that.
Oh, my God, that's meant to be really scary. That's really scary. Are you sure you're okay?
I'll be going on my own.
Mm.
And it's a little bit weird watching a scary film at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, which is when I'm going. It's Woman in Black, isn't it?
Mm.
Is it supposed to be proper scary?
Mm.
I'm not good with that. Will you come?
To see it with you? I'm just off tomorrow as well, I'm afraid.
Oh, God. Well, you're useless. Okay, so...
I'd quite like it if Chris came with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he's probably seen Harry Potter either.
Is he into scary films?
I don't know. Anyway, Daniel Radcliffe, everybody, will be on the show on Friday. I'm quite excited to meet him, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm fine. I don't need anyone to come with me to the new Daniel Radcliffe screening tomorrow. I'm all fine. Someone's just told me that it's... Well, it is scary. The theatre show is really scary. Charlotte in Hampshire enjoying a lovely chicken pie saw it at the theatre and said it was the scariest thing she's ever seen. But the film is a 12A.
Oh, you'll be all right then.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Man up, Neil.
Scared again now. Lauren in Bristol says it's actually very scary, Woman in Black. I'm good with scary films. Made me jump a few times at the movie premiere of it yesterday in Bristol. Okay, maybe I should take someone. Maybe I'll take Aled. He goes to the cinema all the time on his own. Is it a bit strange going to the cinema on your own?
No.
Some people love it, don't they?
I do quite a lot on my own.
Do you?
Yeah, I quite go out to eat on my own.
No, I don't like that either. It makes me sad.
Why?
When I see people eating alone in a restaurant or a cafe, even though I don't know what their circumstance is, it just makes me feel a bit sad for them. I don't know why.
Well,
is that weird?
Do you go over and say hello then?
Yeah, I normally sit down, help myself to some of their food. No, I don't know why.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you missed it earlier, I told you that Daniel Radcliffe is coming in live to this show on Friday afternoon. I also said that I've seen none of the Harry Potter films. Awkward. Joss in Ayrshire has made it all fine, though. She says, when you interview Daniel, just remember he defeated Voldemort and his bezies were Ron and Hermione. Done. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.